I want to continue now in our Siman Siman Kuf Peches. We mentioned last time we had a machlokas. Again, the Siman starts talking about Riyas Dam B'Shvoferes, some kind of a tube or a straw. We saw in back in Source 13, the Gemara needed of Chaf Aleph and Beis, Gemara Water Chaf Beis and Aleph, discussing the Shvoferes, and from there moved into a discussion of a Chaticha, right? Some sort of a clump of stuff that came out, and the question is blood inside, and a big question of what exactly the machlokas was. So the Gemara, again, we went through, I'm not going to go through it again, but it comes out really that there was a machlokas at the end that took over the case again. First of all, machlokas of Elazar, who is equated with the Tanakhama, of Elazar, and the versus the Chachamim. Someone gets confusing of who's who. You have to see sometimes the Chachamim are equated with Tanakhama, but here we said Abelezer is the Tanakhama and Chachamim are the Chachamim. So one situation was a discussion or part of the Machlokas is when there were cracks in the Chaticha, right? There was openings, the Chalipale Peluye, we called it, okay? So according to Abelezer, in such a case, it will be Tamea because the Dam touched the walls, touched the flesh of the of that part of the body, and that's enough. But the Chacham said, no, the Chacham said, it's not a problem because that's called Dam Chaticha, not Dam Nida. Right? That's Dam Chaticha, not Dam Nida. I hope you remember that we did this kind of quickly at the end, but you can look through these Makaras. It's kind of straight from the Gemara. Okay, so that's the Machlokas in terms of the Gemara, Rav Elazar versus the Chachamim in the case of Pale Peluye. Then there's a Machlokas, Abaye and Rove, regarding we have a Chaticha which has Dam inside. Okay, and the Dam somehow is encased in the inside. Okay, so here we find a different machoka. So Elazar says Temeya in that case because the way our violence, because Derech Hanashim, it is considered normal to have this type of a discharge. Okay, and according to the Chacham, it's not ain't Derech Hanashim Mekach, right? That was that machoka that we had. And Rova said it was an issue of regarding Taras, right? The Elazar says Temeya just a Tumas Erev for Taras purposes, and the Chacham said, she's a tar altogether. So those are the basic formulations. According to Rashi, all right, and then is Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, and we'll get to today, we're up to Source 19, the Rosh has a different presentation, the name of the Rishon Mikutzi, the author of the Smag. Let's take a look first, we'll see, before we look at the Rosh inside, again, we had the Rashi and Tosis. So according to Rashi, Abaye holds, that if it's pali peluya, means there are cracks inside, so then it's considered dam chaticha, and that's what the machlokas Elazar and Rabbanan is about. According to Elazar, it's tamei, and according to Chacham, it's Torah, because and again, the question is the chaticha considered a chatzitza or not? According to Tosas, we're talking a little bit differently. Tosas is the chaticha that's like a shoferis, right? That's what Tosas says. It's a chaticha hasuya kamin shoferis. Look back in 18, the Tosas, the Nidachov, Beis Menachem, the Maschal Kipligi, it's chaticha hasuya kamin shoferis, and it's a chatzitza. So in a certain sense, and Rebeleza says it's tummy, because again, darke ishul liros pekach, and a chachom will say tahor, because ain't darke liros pekach. So that's, again, that's the machlokas and the machlokas within as to what the reasoning behind the position is. So let's take a look now at the Rosh. All right, is everyone with me? I mean, we said this last time. I don't want to, spend too much on this. But according to Rashi, when Abaye says pelei peluya, it means it's dam chaticha, and then the issue is the issue of chatzitza. According to Tosis, it's talking about a chaticha that's like a shofaris, and that it's chotzeitz. But again, the issue revolves around chatzitza. The Rosh has a different approach altogether. The Rosh first quotes the Gemara. Okay, the first part of the 19. Is simply quoting from the Gemara, but that's on the next page of the Rosh goes on to present what he wants to present. And he says, first he summarizes, Pirush Rashi, Vafilu Pelei Peluyin, the Ein Ze Dam Chaticha, Dam Nida El Dam Chaticha, right? That's according to the, we said that was according to the, according to the Chachamim, right? Abaye will hold that it's Pelei Peluyin, then that's not considered Dam Nida, it's considered Dam Chaticha. That's one way to learn. There's a kasha, same kasha tells this actually. The kasha, the hashal havi, hach the ein darker shli rosh dam bechaticha. Come on, ein darker shli shol dam bechoferes. He said the language the Gemara has the same. Look back in the original source, back in 13. Gemara has expression ein darker shol ishol liros both times, both in talking about the chaticha and the shoferes. Okay, and yet the understanding, according to Rabbi Rashi's approach, the understanding of that phrase, ain darka shel isha liros, is not parallel, even in just a couple of lines apart in the Gemara. You have the exact same expression, and yet they mean something different. Because when it's talking about the shofaris, it's ain darka liros b'shofaris, okay? That's what ain darka means over there, meaning that there's some sort of a, he calls it hafsoka, chatzitza, okay? But here it doesn't mean that. Here by the chaticha, it means it's dam chaticha, not dam nida. The same expression, ain darka. You follow the Rosh's objection with Tosafot's objection also. I mean, I could instinctively apply the phrase either way. And as I can understand the phrase that ain darka shalisha liros means that's not dam nida, it's dam chaticha. I get that. Or I could say with the shofaris that it's a chatzitza and it's not darka liros. I can explain the phrase. And to me, and I think there's a Rosh is saying, it could go either way in terms of looking at the two things independently. But you don't look at them independently. We have two expressions, the same expression in two consecutive cases in the Gemara, meaning something totally different. You know, so that's a bit of a kashya. I hope that's not earth-shattering kashya, because I said, I think logically the phrase can work for each one. But that's his objection. All right. Anyway, so about five lines out, Pirish Rab Shimshon Zal Mikutzi. Rab Shimshon Zal Mikutzi. Now, actually, different people, there's the so-called the Sar Mikutzi. Now, that's a question. Is that what's meant over here? Also really means the Sar Mikutzi. Sar means officer. He was a knight. He was knighted. I think that's historically, that's what the story is there. But his name is Rav Moshe of Kutzi. Okay, it's not the same person. Here it's, there was. So that's the question. Does he mean the Sar Mikutzi or does he mean Rav Shimshon Mikutzi? Okay, whatever he means, what he says is as follows. Okay. The Bahapligi, the Belezer Sover Darka Shal Isha Ruz Dam Bechaticha, became in Sherosa Kederach Shanoshim Rigilos Liros Tmeya, but in Sabi Ain Darka Shal Isha Liros Dam Bechaticha. The Afagav the Palipu became in Shalarosa Kederach Shanoshim Rigilos Tahora. In other words, he wants to say, the Rosh is quoting this Shita as saying that even the Machokis by Chaticha is simply whether it's Derech Hanoshim Liros that way or not. Okay? Dam Chaticha is Dam Nida. Okay, that's not a question. What it is. He holds it, not that the way Rashi learned that according to the opinion of Rabbanon who are lenient about it, that's because they hold it's dam chaticha, not dam nida. No, we're willing to say that dam chaticha is dam nida. Okay, and even if it's polypillar, even if there are cracks, and the dam is touching the kosle beis harechem and touching that flesh, still the Rabbanon will say it's tahara. Okay, because that's not the normal way of discharging dam. That's what it means. That's it. That he has the same phrase. Not just like in the first case, it's not the way, normal way of discharging dam through shofaris. So that's not another way of discharging dam here either. And Abelezer says no. It's going to be tame because by a shofaris take, the shofaris is smooth. There are no cracks in shofaris, so the dam actually never touches the kosei beis harechem. Where according to this case, where the chaticha has polypiluya, it has crack, so then it does touch it. Okay. Coming out through chaticha is not darka liros, and saying the dam is not dam nida means it's not the derech for it to come out that way. So the Rosh says that that's how he learns the machlokas. That's a little bit different. But according to the Rosh, Abaye said ain derech noshim liros, okay, and the Beleza said it's an issue of darka liros bekach. It's not a chatzitza question. According to the way the Rosh is learning it. See, because that was where the Rashi and Tosas agreed, and that is both, in both cases, it's a chatzitza question. So you hear the Rosh? Okay, I'll say it again. Okay. By the way, the Beis Yosef summarized the sheet that I'm printed here, but just to summarize, according to Rashi, to say it again, Abaye holds that Pale Peluye, in that case, the machlokis is dam chaticha. That touches the flesh, is that metame? According to Beleza, yes. According to the Chachamim, no, because the way Rashi, that's not called dam nida. That's why Rashi learned. Okay, the Rosh, the name of the Shish Mikutzi, says Abaye holds the machlokas is whether it's derech noshim liros dam bechaticha. According to Beleza, yes, that's why she's tuman. According to Chachamim, no. You follow that on a simple level? Did everyone get that? I'll say it once. Should I say it again? I'll make sure one gets it. Okay, according to Rashi, Abaye holds it in a Pali Puluya case. Okay, the machlokas is the dam chaticha that if it's cracked, so it does touch the kosle beis harechem. Is it mitame or not? According to Beleza, well, yes, it's mitame because dam is touching the kosle beis harechem. According to Beleza, no, because that's not what Rashi learned, because that's not called dam nida. It's called dam chaticha. So it's not mitame. It's not dam nida. I don't care if it touches, it's not dam nida. Right? That's Rashi. Whereas the Rosh, the name of Shem Shakutzi, holds that according to Abaye, the machokas is whether derech noshim liro is dam b'chaticha or not. So according to Abaye, well, yes, it's normal, so it's a normal discharge, and therefore, it's just tummy. And according to the Chachamim, not. Tosis, not in the middle, but according to Tosis, that Abaye will hold that the, because Tosis said it was a chaticha, shasuya, what was the language again? The Tosis on Chav Beit Manal, had the Lashon, chaticha asuya kemin shroferes. Asuya kemin shroferes, right? So that's a question again of a chatzitza. According to Beleza, she's tmei anyway, because that's a normal fashion. And according to the Chachamim, not. So it's not, but it's not exactly like the Rosh. It's not exactly like the Rosh, because he said it's a suya kemin shrofer, so it's not touching anything. Okay, so that's the machlokas. All right? So if we ask, according to the Chachamim, to summarize again, how come a woman, if you hold that she's tahora, according to Chachamim, she's tahora. So a woman sees chaticha with dam. Why is she tahora? So according to Rashi, because it's dam chaticha, not dam nida. According to the Sarmikut, the Rishish Mikutzi, and maybe according to Tos also, because it's not derech noshim, liros bekach. Okay, now, a nafkamin would be, what if she sees what is, you know, vada, if we can determine somehow, what is vadai dam nida, and that's inside the chaticha. What if we were able to determine that vadai dam nida? According to Rashi, then you can no longer say it's dam chaticha, not dam nida. We've been able to determine, let's say there's hargoshes, whatever else. We were able to determine it's dam nida. So according to Rashi, so that's it. So it's dam nida. But according to Shimshon Mikutzi, she'd be tahora because ain't darker liris pekach. All right? But according to Tosis there, Tosis would agree with Rashi that she's tmeya, not because it's dam nida instead of dam, because it's not dam nida, it is dam nida, but rather she's tmeya because it's touching the flesh, unlike a shoferes, it's not a suya kemin shoferes. Right? So that's what comes out. All right? I hope not I confuse everybody, but I think that those are the shitas. You listen to it again, or you look it up again, you can line up the shitas. Okay? So that's how it comes out. All right? All right. Now, let's finally get to the Shulchan Aruch 20. Okay, maybe I'll pull it all together. I know it's a little, if you go over the Rosh, you'll still see the sheetahs line up the way I just told it to you. Okay, source 20, Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel, here in our Sun Kuf Peches, continues, and v'chein imroso dam b'chaticha, afilo hi mevukas v'adam b'bikoim. Okay, b'inyan shenogea b'vsara tohora. Okay, he's paskening like the Chachamim, that the case is Tahora, and apparently like the Shemshon Mikutzi, okay, because he's saying even if there is Dam, even if there's Vadai Dam Nida, okay, even if there's Vadai Dam Nida there, okay, if she saw Dam Nida in the cracks of the Chaticha, so to speak, we knew it was Dam Nida, nevertheless she's going to be Tahora. Why? Says the Mechaber, Kaven She'ein Derech Liros Kain. Because that's not the norm. So that's how he paskins, like the Sar Mikutzi. The Shach, in Sivkot Meches 21, says, Kosav HaBach, what do you know? The Bach is Macher, okay? The Tarachian, why should we dismiss Rashi and Tosis so fast, right? Kosav HaBach Tarachian, Linyan Maise, Yesh LaHokel, Kaven the Gam Das HaTosis, compares Rashi in that case. Masha Sham Dafka Kisharoa Dam Nidas Bechaticha, Avshatiyas Nofos, Menem Below Dam Torah. We'll get back to that in a second. But Rashi and Tosa both Machra in that case. That's the Bach's objection, which I printed here in Source 22. Linyan Psak Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Abin Shimshon. Okay? And okay, that they quote the Avakosha Lituba. Okay, but the second line of the Bach, I'm not so convinced of that, because according to Tosis, which also asked against Rashi the same question, but they concluded, Upirsha the Pliga b'chaticha asuya kemin shoferes b'chatzitza. The issue was chatzitza. According to Tosis, the issue was a chaticha that was like a shoferes, in that there were no cracks. So there was a chatzitza. That's the issue. Okay, and in such a case, Tosis would agree with Rashi, okay, that if there are cracks, so then it's going to be the dam is touching the flesh of the kosher beis harechem, so it's a problem. Rashi says it because it's dam nida vada, right? But the Tosa says in such a case where it's cracked, where it's not a chaticha asu kamin shoferes, rather that is open, it's also going to be tomei. So the Bach basically says the Tosas and Rashi both are machmir. So I don't understand why the mechaber is so quick to paskin like Rabbi Shimshon. Okay. Yeah, so that if a woman, so again, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shia Dam Chaticha, even if it was cracked and it was Dam Nida in the crack, she'd be Tahora, because it's not the Derek for her to see this way. All right? And that's how Shulchan Aruch passes, but the Shach quotes the Bach, who is, says, I don't know, we should be Machmer. All right, why not? We have Rashi and Tosas. I mean, the Rush quoted, the Bach's point is that why did the Rush quote, why did the Rush like the Sar Mikutzi? Well, the Rav Shimshon, I keep saying Sar, whichever Kutzi person, Kutzi was a city, whichever city it was, whichever Tanachal was, or Rav Shimshon or Moshe, whoever it was, okay? So why? Because there were kashas against Rashi, right? We mentioned the kasha. The Gemara's language doesn't flow. The Gemara has a similar expression by Chaticha as it has by Shofaris, but according to Rashi, it means two different things. By Shofaris, it means that it's not touching, and by Chaticha, it means it's not Dam Chaticha. It's not Dam Nida, it's Dam Chaticha. That was the question, right? The Bach is saying that that's why the Rosh quoted this the Rashi Rav Shimon Kutzi, because of the question against Rashi. But, okay, even if you were impressed by the question against Rashi, you could have come to Tosa's conclusion, okay? And Dam Chatich would be Tomei if it's Palipulye. So why is Rav Shimon Kutzi more correct than Tosas? So therefore, he says you shouldn't be Mako so much. Okay? So that's a Machlokas. The Bach was Choshesh for Tosas' understanding that, again, Palipulye is Tomei according to the Chachamim. Let's get that straight again. I want to line up the Shitas properly. All right? According to Tosas, Tosas agrees with Rashi that Palipulye is Tomei. Okay, the Rabbanon only argued and said Tahora when it was a Chaticha Hanasis Kamin Shoferis, meaning there was no cracks in it. Okay, like a tub, a straw. Okay, then there's no cracks in it. That's when the Rabbanon argued and said that it was Tahora. But if it's Palipulia, they would agree. But not for Rashi's reason that this is Dam Nida, not Dam, this is Dam Chaticha, not Dam Nida, but for it, because that doesn't fit in with the language. That's his other reason. And that's exactly the Bach was Choshesh, that by Palipulia, so even a Chachamim Amitame, okay, and they agree with Rashi and the Shush Makutzi's approach that it was Ein Darch Aliros, but Kahu says, okay. The Taz, by the way, once again disagrees with his father in law, is okay, and he agrees that we should pass like the Rashi Makutzi, okay. Anyway, but there is another, so that's the Machlokas here, and we'll see, you know, what it's relevant to perhaps soon, but that's the Machlokas in this case. The Rush at the end mentions something else. If you look back in 19, okay, the Rosh also mentioned something else. One second. Look at the last three lines of 19. The last three lines of the Rosh. Again, after he lined up, again, if I confuse everybody, so again, listen to it again, or look it up in the Rush, you can see, you know, how the sheet does line up and these poskim. Okay. But then he mentioned something else. Look at the last three lines by the ayin in the Rush, 19, the os ayin. Bechein osa maisa ben shimshon, beisha shenekar mokor shalom. A woman, okay, it's an unusual case, but a woman whose uterus was somewhat detached. Kemin chatichos bosar nofel abibayas achitzon. That, and some of the pieces of the uterus, so to speak, came out. Small pieces, obviously. But she had some kind of, the uterus was, a part of the uterus was detached, okay? And some of the pieces came out into the bayis achitzon, and the tear osalabayla, and even though it came from the uterus, and there was blood there too, but the Rabbi Nashim Shemikutzi, Lashitoso, was mitar her, kevin she'ein derech noshin liros v'kach. That's his whole yisod, right? The whole yisod of Rashim Shemikutzi is that ein derech noshin liros v'kach. So he applied that to this case as well and said that it's mutter. Okay, ein derech liros v'kach. Now, that already, not everybody is wild about. Okay? Yeah. So, of course, the Shach at the end of Sukkot Ches in 21, he says, Chatichos nofel is meant below dam, tahora, right? If it fell out without any dam, okay, if there's just a piece without any dam, she's tahora, but that doesn't seem to be what he was talking about, okay? If you look in the Taz, that's what I want to mention now, look in the Taz, it's Sukkot Hey, okay, 23. The Taz, this is talking about Chatichos boso shenekar me'amokor, a piece of flesh, it was detached somehow from the uterus. That was the case that the Rav Shimon Makutzi had. Me paskin lahakil. So let's see in Sukkot Nei. But nearly afal pishal inyan din yofek kosev ramah. Mikol mokom ein tam shal misyashiv. The hachi tira filo b'dam nida mamish. Okay. Shabah Okay, he says, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, I should have read that first. Look back in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. I didn't read it before. Okay, let's read again. Go back to 20. I'm sorry. Read again the first part of Simon Kuf Pei Chesiv Kimil, the first part of this part, the second part of the presentation altogether. He writes, that's like the Sarmi Kutzi came to the Derech Lewis. Okay, good, period. Now, the Chain Isha Shenekar Mokar Shalom. Shulchan Aruch rules like this, this position. Isha Shenekar Mokar Shalom. Uchemin Chatichos Bosar Noflis Bebeis Achitzon. He paskins like the B'shish Mikutzi all the way. That's what Mechaber says. Now the Ramah says, Afilu Ros Adam, Kol Zman Shachatichos by Sechizon Tahora, the Talinon Hadam B'chatichos Zu, Hoviyada Vadai Shenekar Makora Umachmas Makahi. Ramah fills in, because this is a Makah. This is not menstruating. This is a Makah. Okay, even though it came from the uterus, and it was, a, you know, the part piece of the uterus came out with some Dam, this is called a Dam Makah. Okay, that's what the Ramah adds. In this case, and therefore, he agrees with the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, like the Shem Shemikutzi, that she's Tahora. But the Taz says, let's read again the Taz. So, Yofek Kosev Ramah, Mikom Mokom Ain Tam Shalom Yashiv. I don't agree with his reason. The Hochi Tira Filu Dam Nida Mamish, Shabam Eosa Chaticha, Shano Adam Nida Shiesh Baosa Chaticha Shalom Mokor, Holicha Osa Chaticha. There was Dam Nida inside. Let's remember, when the Dam is inside the uterus, didn't come out yet, she's not a Nida. That relates back to what we spoke about last time. Remember how deep, last week, we talked about the shofaris, how deep they have to insert the shofaris, right? So we spoke about that issue, right, with the Achron, with the Bechayim, and the Shulchan Harav. Okay, anyway, but he said, the Taz here says that what happened here is this Chaticha came off and dragged some of the blood with it out of the Mokor. But that Eina Oseres, that doesn't answer, Delo Osir Tola Kesha Mokor Nishim Mkoma Adam Yotzimena. What is normal? With the blood, the uterus is in place, remains fixed in its normal place, and it pushes blood out. Okay, Mashem Ken Kan Shamokar Atzma Molech Adam Imo. The Ein Zed Derech Ria Shasu Torah. That's the idea. It's not Derech Ria. Okay, the Ramah said it's a Makah. The Taz doesn't seem to hold like that. Okay, it's not a matter of a Makah necessarily. It's a matter of this is not Derech. Was still sticking to the Rashmi Kutzi's idea that it's not Derech Yishal Eres Bekah. So normally speaking, the uterus pushes out blood. Okay, that's what happens. Here, part of the uterus was detached, taken out, and the blood came with it. Okay, so therefore he says at the very end, the Ein Kan Shaychos L'dam Nid Ma Dam Maka Klal. He doesn't agree. He agrees with the Rama's ruling, but he doesn't agree with the reason that it's asked with a Maka. It's just that it's not called the Derech Nidah. Anyway, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, it comes out that ain derech nashim liros pekach, and therefore she's tor if it can, even if there's dam in the stockim like the b'shush mikutzi. Okay, the Ramah says it's because it's somehow we're going to make it we're going to connect it to dam maka, and the Taz disagrees. The Taz says no, it goes back to the original reason that it's not derech liros pekach. Okay, that's these poskim. If you look finally on this issue, anyway, one or two other issues on this before. Get into some lumdus. The Shach in Sivkotin Tess, right? It says as follows. The Shach quotes the Bach, all right, on this issue also. Did I print that part of the Bach? Hold on 1 second. No, I don't think I printed that part. But the Bach also comments about the Rechem, you know, the Mokar being detached. He says, "Kosa." Let's take a look at the Shach Sukkot and Tess. Kosa v'Bach, Mashma de Sirele is commenting on the Ramah. The Ramah holds the Lo Beinan de Bodka b'Shah Shenekra. That he doesn't even have to look in it because it's a Dam Maka, right? He's also worried about the Dam Maka. What the Ramah said that the reason the detached Mokar is not a problem is because it's Dam Maka, not Dam Ida. He said apparently she wouldn't even have to check. Below Nahira. Says the Shach, it's only true, according to the Bach, if the Rechem detaches, you have to check that there's no other dam. Ramor didn't seem to say that, but the Bach does. Okay. Elo de la charka kasho b'bayis achitin lo haisa posekas liros kolz man shows on a chatichu b'bayis achitin b'tir ben shimshon in that case. Okay, it was mitara in that case. Okay. And the ta, that's the shach, and the ta is the cotton hay. Moment. I'm sorry, I realize I... The rest of the second part of Sukkot and Hay, the Taz says, "Od chilek bach ala ramo." Right, the corner bach. The hechmer should talk. She tibdok. She has to check. Okay, but I don't agree. He says, I don't agree." I said, "Mashir, how long do you have to check? What is considered shas nafila?" Okay, therefore the Taz disagrees, and he says that the mocker falls where mekel, because the issue neither is when the mocker is in the regular place, the dam comes out. Here, that's not what's happening. And if it didn't happen, you don't have to check. So that's the machlokas. Okay? Just to bring it down to perhaps a question of modern times. So, what is this business of piece of the mocker or piece of the... the uterus comes out and so on and so forth. It sounds like a strange idea. But the truth of the matter is it could become relevant in modern times if a woman has a biopsy, right? If you have a biopsy, right? If you have a biopsy, what do they do with a biopsy? They take a piece, a tiny piece. But that's the question. If a woman has a biopsy, does that make her neither? That's a question which has halacha l'maaseh ramifications. Usually we assume that, let's say, it depends where the biopsy is. A cervical biopsy, like it was only in the cervix, so that doesn't make her neither. But a endometrial biopsy, okay, from that section may well make her neither, although the assumption generally is that it doesn't, because it's more like a maca. But it may depend on exactly how much, some of the different types of instruments and how much of the piece of the stuff that they need. So it's not so pashut. I have to look into the case, what instrument was used and so on. So that's where this question of part of the rechem being detached may play a role, halacha l'maaseh. So just for the second half of the shiur, just to share some, that's odd kind of this issue. But, I want to just explain a little bit about, because kind of some of the lumdus behind it, but the yisod of the issue here is based on the Shirim from Rav Soloveitchik. That's what we'll do the second half of the Shia now. It's okay. Okay. The whole issue of Ro Adam B'Shofaris. Okay. The whole issue of Ro Adam B'Shofaris. What's the issue? So again, according to Rashi, look back in source number 3. Okay. Look back at the very beginning. According to Rashi, what's the issue of Shofaris? Okay. The issue is chatzitza, right? Let's look back at number 3. Chaf alaf mabeit hanida. The shofar is hechnisa kona cholo, right? She inserted a thin tube, a straw, okay? And the dam was found inside that. So we say the pasuk says in Metzorah, perk, that's what pasuk it says, Avayikra, right? Dam yezova biv sora, okay? And Rashi's language in biv sora, dirath biv sora, dam yezova biv sora, she yeitze derachosu beisrecham ve'ein mafsik. Okay? Blood flows directly onto the flesh of the vaginal tract, onto the kosa beis harechem from the uterus, ein mafsik, right? So it's according to Rashi, made a bottom line, it's a din in chatzitza, okay? It's a din in chatzitza. That's Rashi in source number 3 on Chaf Aleph Mebeis. And again, you look in source number 14, where again we have Rashi, that's on Chaf Aleph Mebeis also, okay? V'divra Maschel, the Tanakama. Rashi says again, look, he's expressed it again. The Tanakama lo mitar la elam gzeres hakosav sovar hai dam Torah umishum chatzitzahi Torah. Mishum gzeres hakosav, who adin and shoferes came in the time of mishum chatzitzah. So Rashi, again, says the whole issue is a chatzitzah between the dam and the walls of the, what do we call it, the walls of the Beis HaRechem, okay? And Rashi said the issue is chatzitzah, all right? So, what emerges in terms of the Gemara, again, according to Rashi, I'm saying it again, all right, because I know it's confusing the Shitas, but there's really a machlokas regarding the understanding of the word bivsara. Okay, according to one view at the beginning of the sugya, okay, the inyan is that there shouldn't be any chatzitza between the dam and the kosa beis harechem. And that's why shofaris is mutter. Okay, that's why shofaris is mutter, because there's a chatzitza. What about a chaticha? So at the beginning of that sugya, when chaticha first was brought up, where was it again? In source 13, right? When chaticha was first brought up, just a moment. Chaticha. 1 second. In that, when chaticha was first brought up, some will say that chaticha is usur, okay, based on ein dark and darker shul ishal liros dam bechaticha. That was key pligi, right? Where is it now? Yeah, the second paragraph. One second. In the dam nida dam chaticha. Yeah, I'm sorry. In 13, okay, apelas chaticha, apelas chaticha. So that's a machlokas. We said that's a machlokas. So those who are machmer by chaticha will say, usher, what's the real reason? After all, there is a, according to Rashi, there is a chatzitza. The dam is not touching. If you hold, like when a bayi introduces polyp, it was cracked. I understand, but if it's not cracked, okay, what should be the problem? Okay, what should be the problem? So the problem would be that, no, it's still usher because we have a principle, okay, that min bimino eno chotzitz. That's what Rosh Halavetchik introduced into the mix here for us, okay? So again, our issue here to grappling with, how do we understand the heter of dam b'shofer, ro dam b'shofer? What's the difference in shoferis and chaticha, okay? The shoferis is clearly not part of her body, okay? So that's the chatzitza. Right, this tube or this straw that she inserted is not part of her body. So that's chotzeitz between the blood and the body. But a chaticha is part of the body. Okay? So you can't say that it's chotzeitz between the dam and the body because min bimino ain't no chotzeitz. And that will be explaining the shita that holds the chaticha in the chaticha's asura because it's dam inside. And you know, and according to that view of even if it's not polypillar, the no crack, it's still going to be usher because min bimino should be usher because min bimino. Okay, one thing with another, that's not called a chatzitza. Okay, if I have to be toivel my hand, so my finger is not a chatzitza to my other finger, right? It's part of the same unit. It's part of the same body. Min bimino, eno chotzeis. Okay? Now, the question is, though, Rabbi Lezer, at the end, he said that it's tar, the chaticha is tar. Okay, if not polypilvia, if not crack. That's mutter. So what's the reason? So it could be because he'll hold min bimino chotzeis. Okay, and therefore, even with a chaticha, the dam does not touch your flesh. Okay, we're talking about a chaticha that's smooth, you know, that has no cracks in it, right? So it could be the machlokas revolves around the question of min bimino, whether min bimino is chotzeitz or not. It could be that's what the machlokas revolves around. Where do we have a discussion of min bimino chotzeitz? That's a sugya in sukkah. Okay, so we'll just do this for a little bit, and then we'll wrap up for this inyan. Okay, let's take a look at the sugya in sukkah. All right. The Gemara says in 26, Sukkah Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Omer Rabba. Lo lulot inish luluva b'hoshana. Okay, what it basically means is don't force your luluv into the hoshana because leaves might fall off. Okay, don't for lo lulot inish luluva b'hoshana. Okay, you know, when you bundle it together, don't force it. The Dilma Nasri Tarfi b'havi chatzitza. Because leaves may fall off and it'll be a chatzitza. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. You should not force your loaf down into the Hoshana and the holder because leaves may fall off and will end up between them and be a chatzitza. That's what Rabba says. You know where this comes up? Sometimes, well, that's not so much with the lulav, but I found this problem. I don't know if you had this problem. When you buy the, what do you call it, the holder, you know, the holder that you put the hadas and the rubbers in, sometimes the opening at the top is so narrow and you have to force your hadasim in. I don't like it. I always look for one that has it depends on how they make them, but you can sometimes find ones that have a much wider opening at the top of the holder. So this hadas and the rovers can fit right in. Sometimes such a narrow thing, you have to poke in, you have three hadasim, you're poking in, or even two rovers, you're poking in, so they're knocking off some of the leaves, okay? So first of all, there's a problem, you can't knock off more leaves than you have on, but I'm not worried about that, but you're knocking off some of the leaves, so the Gemara says, according to Rava, it's a problem because it's going to be a chatzitza. Okay, it's going to be a chatzitza. Let's look in Rashi in 27. Lo lidutz inish luva hoshana. La'achar she'igar harava hadas yachad. Lo yitchav halula milmala besocha eged. After you've tied the hadas together, don't force the lulav in because maybe when part of the lulav will fall off in between the hadas and the ravas, and then it'll be chotzitz, and it won't be a proper lakicha. Okay? Now, Rav Abba Amar Rabba, okay, Rav Amar Rav in the middle of the first line of 26, and that's Sugin Lamazarav, not a problem, because Min Bimino, Eno Chotzes. What do you mean? These are leaves from a lulav, so that Min Bimino is not Chotzes. All right, we're not worried. The leaves will fall off in between the minim and be a chatzitza. Rava disagrees. He says, no, that's not a problem because min minim are chotzitz. You follow? So the leaves will fall. They're not. It's not like you're taking hadas rabbas and the lulav and you put it in and there's a banana peel inside. Okay, it's leaves from the lulav or it's leaves from the hadas and the rabba. That's not a problem. Okay, that's min minim are chotzitz. So says rabba. Then rabba. So rabba, lo ligas in his lulav the mishtair hutzo. Okay, the second thing he says is don't. If the lulav is already connected to the hadas and rabbas, don't, you know, cut it off to make it smaller because the piece will fall off. In other words, if you don't cut it off to the low ligos, okay, to cut the bottom, cut the low ligos in this lulav oshana, the mishtari hutza, babichatzitza. If you cut the lulav, sometimes the lulav is very big, right? And so you want to cut it. I can't cut the top off because that's called niktam rosho, that bustles the lulav. So I can cut the lulav down from the bottom. Okay, but right, I mean, you know, so your lulav is very big. You don't want your big lulav. Don't cut the top because then you'll just apostle your lulav. But you can cut the bottom. Same thing with the arovas. Very often the arovas are very high. You know, when you hold the lulav in Esrux, you're supposed to hold in such a way the lulav has to be at least one tefach. Sometimes people have short lulav. So lulav has to be, I always ask my shul, you have to position, or they have a tall lulav, but they push the holder all the way up. So Adasim, or at least Adasim have a stick higher than the top lulav. That's not right. Okay. The Mishnah says you have to have a tefach and an ayabo, so the Mishnah at the beginning of the lulav gozel. So you have to have at least a tefach's worth of space on the top of the lulav. So pull the holder a little bit down further so that the lulav extends higher than hadas and arovas. There's a further machlokas. Some say the shebra, the beginning of the shebra has to be higher. Then you need a giant lulav. Okay, but let's assume just the top of the lulav has to be a tefach's worth higher than hadas and arovas. Then of the two, the hadasim is supposed to be a little higher than the arovas. Not significantly, and I said, the hadasim is supposed to be a little higher than the arovas. We don't remember it. The hadasim are your eyes, and the arovas like the mouth, so the eyes are above the mouth. Okay, if that helps you remember. Anyway, the arovas are naturally very often longer than the hadasim. I told you, arovas really grow. When they grow, they're enormous, right? But even when you buy them in these packages, today everything's prepackaged. But when you buy the arovas in the package, so sometimes they're higher than your hadasim. Depend on, you know, do you buy the hadas in the package too? So it depends. But sometimes the rabbis are higher. So don't cut the top because then it's a problem of niktam rosho. Okay, but you can cut them at the bottom or you can pull them down further from the bottom so that they're further in the case, so to speak. They don't extend higher than the hadasim. But anyway, but the Gemara here says, Rabba, his second statement is, if you cut the lulav from the bottom, so then the leaves can become loose. That's called hutzin. Okay, the leaves will become loose, they'll become detached. The leaves will become detached. And again, that's going to be a chatzitza, but interfering with the hadasim and the arovas. And says, Rav again, Rav Amar, min bimino enochotis. So we have a machlokas, whether min bimino chotis or enochotis. That's what it comes from the Gemara over there in Sukkah, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. That's the situation. The Rambam paskins that way. And Hilchos Lulav Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis Ogar Igeres Halulav Imahadas Varava Hivdo Ben Halulav Ben Ahadas Ben Matlis Uchiyotz Bar Ezechotzeis. The Rambam Paskins says, one second, he says that if you have something else, a matlis, something else in between the meaning, that's no good. That is a chotzeis. But Hivdo Benem Baalei Hadas Eno Chotzeis Shemimino Eno Chotzeis. By the way, that's why we make that holder out of lulav. You know, the holder is made out of lulav pieces, right? Lulav branches. So that's okay, because mi paskin mi meno eno chotzeis. Okay? But don't put some type of other cloth or some other material in between. That's the Rambam paskins. So it says that goes minus there in halachi. It's paragzana halachi beis. Os kuf. Okay? Kerovav, though, kerovav. We paskin kerovav. That mi meno eno chotzeis, not like rabba, who says you shouldn't do it. We paskin like rabba. So goes minus says that the Rambam paskins like rabba. Okay? That mi meno eno chotzeis. And Shulchan in Hilchos Lulav or Chaim Sim Tov Reish Nun Aleph. See if Aleph passes that way as well. V'yochol la'ogdom b'min acher v'mashu me'alam mitoch ha'gura b'inyan shemafsik ein lachush. Right, you can cut them in such a way that if the branches, the twigs, leaves fall in, it's not a problem because we say min enochotet, just abashalom enochotet, alchin zolika chachucha rogelio sabibahada. Okay, again, so the issue is whether min enochotet or min enochotet, we pass in there that min mino is enochotet. So if Salavechik said, one second, okay, so one second. So when it comes to lulav, the Gemara, you know, the Gemara concludes that we paskin that that min b'mino ain't a chotzitz, and therefore there's no problem with the lulav. So therefore, getting back to Ilkus Nida now. So the Rav said, one second, okay. So how can anyone argue here regarding the chaticha? We had a machlokas regarding this chaticha that's part of the body, okay, and it's dam inside. So we said no. That according to one view, she's tahora because it's that's the Rav Elezer said she's tahora because apparently he holds min b'mino chotzitz. Okay, well, we just said we come to conclude min b'mino chotzitz. Okay, and how can any of the how can anyone learn that way if we have the conclusion as we have it by lulav? All right, that's basically the question. Why should if the chaticha is part of the body, then why should we say it's chotzitz between that and different parts of the body? You hear the kasha? So the Rav said as follows. Just explaining the svara. Okay, he said that min b'mino eino chotzitz. When do we say that with certainty? Obviously, you know, it's not really a kasha. I want to clarify. And Beleza was a Tanos. He's before Rabba and Rava. Okay, so we're not asking on how could he say that if the Gemara concluded. What I mean, he's earlier, so it could be before the Gemara concluded. But the Rav wants to say, we're trying to understand Misvara. How could it be Taka that min b'mino eno chotzeitz how could it even be min b'mino is a chotzeitz? So the Chora al Pisvara min b'mino eno chotzeitz. It's the same goof, the same body. How could it be a chatzitza? Right, what's the svara? So the Rav said as follows. When it comes to lulav, okay, well, the Gemara is saying that min b'mino eno chotzitz a din in what they call the maisa lekicha, okay? In other words, there is a maisa lekicha. You have to take the arba minim, all right? So therefore, a loose leaf and so on and so forth, that's min b'mino, will not be considered a chatzitza for the purpose of destroying the maisa lekicha. Okay, so in other words, what we are interested in when it comes to lulav is lekachtem lachem. You need a lekicha tama. That's in the Gemara Darshan, right? You need a lekicha tama, a proper lekicha, and therefore by there min b'mino is not going to be chatzitzo insofar as destroying the ma'isa lekicha. So for that purpose, the leaves will not be mevatel the ma'isa lekicha. But when the issue is an issue of touching. Okay, when the issue is an issue of touching, all right, well, by neither, for example, the issue is an issue of negia, it's touching. There, we could possibly say that min b'mino is a chatzitza. Min b'mino is a chatzitza. Right, so we can make that distinction. We can say that by lulav will paskin min b'mino eno chotzeitz, because there it's not a din of touching, it's a din of a lekicha, it's a chalos shem lekicha. So it can be a lekicha, even with other things that are min b'mino, that will not uproot the chalos of a maisa lekicha. But as far as touching is concerned, then even min b'mino would be a chatzitza. All right, that when the issue is touching, okay, where, for example, the same Gemara we just saw, okay, the same Gemara we just saw on Sukkah Lamed Zayin says you shouldn't take the lulav with some kind of cloth around your hands, okay, because there that's because it's a din in holding, it's a din in touching, okay. Right, let's look at that Gemara. All right, Amar Rabba, we saw it again, but now we'll explain it. 31, right? But Amar Rabba, Sukkah Lam Zayin Rav, Lo Linkot Inish Hoshana B'Sudra, De Be'ina Lekicha Tama V'Leka. Rav Amar Lekicha Adei Davar Acher Shma Lekicha. Rav argues that also. It's called Lekicha Adei Davar Acher. But the Rashi there says, Kishanot L'Los V'Lo Yikruch Suda Shebeng Sefer V'Yad V'Yochas Kol Lulav. You shouldn't hold the lulav through your, you know, with something on your hands and hold the lulav that way. That's not going to be good. All right? And Tosa says, look at 33 on Lamazan Rao. Hachalo shayach b'meimer delo habi chatzitza. Here you can't say it's not a chatzitza, like we said above when you're tying the lulav, binding the lulav together. Because here, hachakashe karach b'yado, u'udavar karach b'yado lo shayach chatzitza. All right? In other words, the sudar, It is going to be vata l'lekicha. That's what the Rav explained it. So there is going to be cloth is going to be vata l'lekicha, right? And therefore, yeah, so therefore, but just to give an example, okay, let's say you have a piece of meat, which is a nevela meat, okay? Excuse me. You have a piece of meat, which is nevela meat, and the other piece of meat is shchuta meat, and one is on top of the other, okay? So if I touched, and in addition to nevela meat, not allowed to eat it, it's also netame, right? At the end of Parsha Shmini, so nevela is also netame, right? So I went ahead and I touched the shchuta meat, which is on top of the nevela meat, okay? Would I become tame? I could say, well, yeah, min b'mino eno chotzeitz. So therefore, it's two types of meat. This is meat, and that's meat. This is animal meat, that's animal meat. So therefore, it should become like I touch the tame. I touch the nevela, and I'll become tame. Because after all I did was touch another piece of meat, which is min b'mino eno chotzeitz. So therefore, it's like I touched the nevela meat. No? So I said, no, we don't say that. Because there, the din of tumah, tumah's nevela and so on, and the mitame, the din in touching. Okay, and I didn't touch the nevela, so. Okay, there we don't say min b'mino eno chotzeitz. Okay, it's like therefore it's like I touched the nevela. No, because we say min b'mino eno chotzeitz when it's a din in an act of taking, an act of holding something. But in such a case like that, then we're not going to say that it's if I touched the nevela meat. Okay, so that's the chakira the rogue. Yeah.
Does this mamdus apply to mikvah also?
What do you mean in terms of mikvah?
Chotzeitz as being touching versus taking. I don't know what the taking is by mikvah.
We need a ma'aseh tefila. Okay, you need a ma'aseh tefila. And the definition of tefila is that we submerge under the water. But you know, if you wear something loose fitting, it would be okay. Okay. Is that what you're asking? What are you asking? Can you wear something loose?
No, more of like min b'mino of, you know, she's touching her thigh or her
yeah, so
her again, hands is closed.
No, but the mikud is also xera. You need what's called bias mayim. But if she's touching it lightly, it would be okay. You know, that's what I usually tell women: don't close your eyes too tightly. But you do close your eyes. Don't do anything too tight. But you need bias mayim. Okay, but you know, if you're standing, you're asking like you're standing with everything tight. So that blocks bias mayim, but loosely would not be a problem. Okay.
Why don't you say mino and chotzeitz?
Yeah, that's what you're asking. Why is it mino and chotzeitz? But again, that's exerus akosu. You know, you need bias mayim. So it could be that thing. So I have to think about that. Yeah. That's a good question. Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, did I go off the screen? I'm sorry. I must have hit the button by mistake.
So maybe you just say, maybe we would just say that it's a din of like what you're already saying.
I have to look. It might be a special din by tefillah. Okay, it might be a special din by tefillah. Okay. Yeah. So that's one thing the Rav said about that point. Okay. So by literally the ma'aseh lekicha as opposed to over here, when it comes to nida, you see, and maybe this would be the parallel, actually, when I think about it now. I'm just thinking it through. Okay, maybe that's actually the parallel. Okay, because maybe by neither also, the Xeris HaKosov is, let's think that through. Okay, as you said, when it comes to Lulav, it's a din in Lakicha. Okay, it's a din in Maisa Lakicha, Lakicha Tama, and so on and so forth. So there, Ramin Ramino is not Chotzeitz for that purpose. But when the issue is touching, Minun is Chotzeitz. Like again, you shouldn't take a little bit of cloth around your hand, right? That you shouldn't do. But when it comes to the chaticha, we'll say min mino is chotzeitz because that's dealing with touching, because by neither is hakos walls, the dam has to touch the walls, and here it didn't. So there we'll say min mino is a chatzitza. Okay, so could be that that's you know, so I don't know. See, the Rav then did bring up that maybe by neither also there is some kind of a maisa. Okay, because let's remember. Remember, we talked at the very beginning of the year, neither being a tumas roa as opposed to tumas maga, different types. So there could be a maisa by neither also. It could be. Yeah. Talk to them about tefillah or mikvah.
Very isn't like a maisa that someone does.
I know. He kind of suggests that. I agree with you. I agree with you. But I know the Rav suggests that maybe there is by neither some kind of Maisa, because Tumas Roa, the Gavra issue, the Tumas Roa as opposed to Tumas Mago. He suggested that. I wasn't going to say it because I didn't really fully understand it, why that should be. Okay, but in any event, so by Hilchus Nida, you know, maybe there's a dinner on Maisa Gavra, where he is dumb. But in any event, you don't have to say that. By Nida, there's examples of Kosin, that the Biv Sarah, the Dam is a Tahar Shubasa, right? And it didn't. So then, even, you know, then it's Tahar, you know, even by Min Mimino, because for that, Min Mimino is Chotzeis, because it didn't touch. Okay? Right? Yeah. That's didn't touch it. That is, again, in touching. And that's what Rashi really said. Yeah, see, take a look back at 14. Rashi said when the thing is smooth, right? Hadam betocha lo noga. Right, the five lines down of 14. Hani mili d'shia chaticha v'ad shia chaticha. The piece was smooth. Hadam betocha lo noga. And again, avol hechad the palipuliyei when it's cracked. Hadam sham benogeya berechas. So again, it really makes it dependent on the touching. Okay, so also by min bimino, that's not going to be called touching. Now the only question is, but what about those who hold by nida min bimino is eno chotzitz? This is a very beautiful explanation of why we say, well, lulav will say min bimino eno chotzitz. By nida will say min bimino is chotzitz. That's a distinction. By lulav, it's a din in the maisa lekicha. So for that, min bimino is not chotzitz. But here, it's a matter of touching, so min bimino is chotzitz. The mice didn't touch. Like I said before, a piece of bizarre shoot on top of a piece of bizarre nevela. So I touch the top thing, you don't say, well, it's a minimum in a chotzeit, so therefore it's like I touch the bottom. That's a din in touching. The only thing is, but by neither, we said that someone held that minimum in a chotzeit. Okay, we had that in the Gemara. So they don't have to hold, maybe there is some din by the Gavra of Aria's dumb. Okay, the din of Aria, but I didn't fully understand that part of it. The other thing I wanted to say, just to move to finish up, you know, the. Yeah, you could say, I think the Rav wanted to link it up, okay? You know, since we assume a halacha, and he's wondering, the Rav is wondering why. Well, 1 second, well, that would be correct. At least I understand that right, yeah? The Rav said that maybe the machlokas Rashi and Tosas, where the chaticha is considered. Yeah, the Rav then suggested something else. So that's the first thing, the chilik between lulav and nida. The only question is, what are those who hold it by nida as well? Min meno eno chotzeis. So you have to hold that's also a din like lulav. There's some kind of a maisa, so to speak, or a din in the person, in action, so to speak. You have to hold the shver, but that's what he has to say. But the other thing he was mechadish is that, you know, maybe the machlokas Rashi and Tosas, whether chaticha is considered mino or not, okay, that may be a byproduct of machlokas with darker liros, okay. So, and if you hold the darker liros, so then that's min bimino, it's not chotzeis, okay. But if not darker liros, so then it's min bimino, you know, then it's like min bimino, it is chotzeis. In other words, when it's darker liros, we're not going to say that it's chotzeis. That's the normal way. So it's not automatically chatzitza. What about chatzitza? That's the way you do it. So that's always how you become tummy. So that's another thing he tied in. Lastly, he raised the question, okay, why did Rav Shimshon Mikutzi make a distinction regarding darker liros or not? Okay, what do you mean darker liros? We paskin la halacha that even ras machmas onus is asur. At the end of the day, you know, even some onus caused her to bleed, we say that that makes her an either. Even though it's not a normal derech, the onus means some extraneous thing happened, okay? And sometimes we know extraneous factors can cause you to bleed. But why don't we say, well, but that's ain't darker. That's not the normal. That's not the norm. We don't say that. Okay, we assume a halacha that roh samach was onus is a surah. So why should it matter if it's not the normal way for the dam to be discharged? Okay, that's the question that the Beis Yosef deals with in 35. Okay, before that, yeah. Yeah. By the way, I'm sorry, the Rav brought, but the brought the, look, I skipped 34 by mistake. The Ritva on Chafal Amud Beis says that point. He says, look at the second line of 34. The came in the Urka Bechach Lo Chashiv Chatzitza. That Chakira, right? The Rav said he had a Raya in the Red Ritva. You could argue that if it's Darko Bechach, then by definition, it's not a Chatzitza. Right? So you know, he tied up those two machloksim. Anyway, the Beis Yosef, here, Dumasu Masha Kosav. Yeah. Watch your cousin in Ruchum. Hold on one second. Yeah, okay, that's not for us. Palapulia, okay, we had all that already. In the middle, like five lines there. But after the Chol Haike Gav, the Tumu and Amitame, the Afal Gav, the Tulema Maka, whatever. One second, what do I bring up for this Beis Yosef? Just a moment. What do I want to bring up for this Beis Yosef? One second. The question we're looking into now is regarding Darko Liros, right? Why did the Mechadish Rashi Mikutzi distinguish between Darko Liros? We hold even Rasa Machmas Onus Zasura. Okay, so what do you mean Darko Liros? Why do we care? Okay, so you could answer that the Rashi Mikutzi holds that what the Onus may be what causes the Re'iyah. But the Re'i itself is normal. And here the Re'i itself is not normal. So that's how you can get out of that problem. Okay? But the Beis Yosef presents two sides now to this issue. Yeah. Okay? The Beis Yosef presents, I'll say it outside, the Beis Yosef presents two sides to the issue. If the dam, okay, comes out normally, but because of, Beis Yosef says the dam comes out normally, okay, but it's because of something else that happened, that like an onus, then it's tar, because that's not darko. See, this is the issue of the biopsy again. I don't see, I may have not printed the whole thing. I have to look again. I'm sorry, I have to look again at the Beis Yosef. I'm not sure. We don't want to bring out from that. But anyway, we assume the halacha that Ros HaMachmasonis is a surah. So why should it matter? It's not the normal way. So the Rav said that the difference in the onus causing the dam to come out, but the re itself was normal. Okay. But here, the re of the dam is not normal. Okay. The Beis Yosef seems to be super about this. So is the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe over there in Oz Gimel. Okay. But, in other words, it seems the two sides, so that's really the question. Both the Beis Yosef and the Ramah are mesupik about whether the, we assume Ross or Machmas Onus is a surah, then it shouldn't really matter whether it's dark or Liros Pekach or not. Any type of Riyah is a surah. The Rav said over there, no, that's different. Over there, the Onus caused the Dam to come out, but the Etzim Riyah was a normal Riyah. But here, the Etzim Riyah is not normal. So the two sides seem to be, okay, if the Dam came out Mamish in a normal fashion, just but because of something else, okay. So then we'd be still in Mitar because that's not darka. That would say, or so we say, no, in such a case, should be Tamea. Doesn't matter what the derech is, all right. And the nafkamina for that again would be that case of a biopsy, right, where you take some of the mucker out. You know, again, according to Rashi Mikutzi, he said she's Tahora. Yeah, I don't remember. Okay, it sounds like he's mechalik or he's mesupik for the two things. Okay, according to the Rashi Kutzi, he's tahora. But according to Rashi and Tosus, it would be considered damrida, therefore tamei. That we said before. Okay, so again, the Rav's chiluk really is between two different types of onus. When the onus would cause the dam to come out, but the rei at the end of the day was normal, so that's one type of. Then Ross HaMachmas Onus, she's usher. But here, the whole re'iyah was not normal. Okay, and the Beishos and Ramo are not so, so clear on this. So this end off by pointing out the following. In these types of cases, where the biopsy and everything else, the Nodav Yehuda is a very interesting point. In Madura Tinyana Yerchelik Yerdeh Simon Pei Ches. Okay, he talks about Riyas and Ratz and Damachmas Tashmash in these cases, but he says as follows. Al Koporim Mihayom Umala Hezar Baruch HaKhoa Shalom Likvot Lahoros Bidvarim Kiel Bilti Shalom Megalador. He's saying an interesting point hashkafically. The Rehuda says when it comes to these type of things, okay, unusual circumstances when it comes to neither, a person should not rush to Paskin himself, but rather he should go to the Goyador. Because a Suffolk in this area, he says, Psak in this area, is much more sensitive and requires real expertise. So the Novi Huda says that it's better for a person who even knows the answer, don't jump. Okay, let's see what others say and then evaluate it. So he says, yeah. So he says, look at the 4 months and 3 months of Mother Heavy. Zor Bruchosho Likpots Lahoros, Bidvarm Ekelo Bilti Shalem Gilador. Okay, don't, you got to go ask the Gilador. But sometimes you're not supposed to take these types of intricacies on your own. The Pesachei Tshuva also brings that here in our Siman Kuf Peches. So you've got in Zion, says the Mipnei Davar Zeh Kiyotzibo Lo Nitan Rishus LeKol Mora Lifsok Adin Bezeh. Not every Mora knows the Din and can Shepaskin. This is the special requirement, special edition. So he says, nevertheless, we have to give a teretz. We have to ask those who are experts in this area. Lo nitan rishus l'chomor lifsok adin b'zeh. So that's the end of those two din, because they apply here also. All these cases with the biopsy, taking a little bit of what is considered dam nida, because only a tiny drop of the skin, and so on and so forth. This seems to be a machokas, and I just brought in the Nehudim of Yishchachuv to tell you, you don't run to pasch on these things. The average person requires a great deal of expertise. Okay? So I think we'll stop over here. You have the next sheet, okay? The next sheet that talks about, we talked about something that should be a one and out deal. That's Psichas HaKerem B'lo Dam, okay? Psichas HaKerem B'lo Dam, and then we'll finish up about Dam Yavesh, and we'll move on to Kuf Pei Tes later in the week, okay? All right, we'll stop over here.